The times, they are a-changin'. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, demographers are telling us that for the first time in American history,
we now have 49.6% of all births in the United States are white. This is the first time it's registered below 50%.
And the fastest growing group is Hispanic.
We're turning the page from a country that has been largely dominated by whites and even more so by white baby boomers.
I've had listeners upset that they have to press 1 for English. Imagine if one day they have to press 2 for English. But what did we expect? That the white baby boomers were going to live forever? Not that we aren't trying, but we will probably die off and the country will change. Now let's stop for a moment and think what the baby boom itself did to this country. Talk about change. Suddenly, 77 million kids all became teenagers at the same time. They didn't get haircuts, they practiced free love, burned their draft cards and their bras, blasted godless rock music from their transistor radios, and eventually elected Bill Clinton. And yet, America managed to thrive. Because as crazy as these boomers were, the country was careful to educate them. The problem I see coming is that we have tended to dismiss the education gap between whites and non-whites as a problem within those other races. Well, those other races represent the future economy. They will generate the money that allows the white baby boomers to retire comfortably. And if they're not educated and can't prosper, pressing 2 for English would be the least of our problem. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Dave Ross, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.